prayer to the Celestial Queen for each day of the month. Immaculate Queen, my Celestial Mother, I come onto your maternal knees to abandon myself in your arms as your dear daughter, in order to ask of you, with the most ardent sighs, in this month consecrated to you, the greatest of graces, that you admit me to live in the kingdom of the divine will. Holy Mama, you who are the queen of this kingdom, admit me to live in it as your daughter, that it may no longer be deserted, but populated by your children. Therefore, Sovereign Queen, I entrust myself to you, that you may lead my steps in the kingdom of the divine will. And as I cling to your maternal hand, you will lead all my being to live perennial life in the divine will. You will be my mama, and to you, as my mama, I deliver my will, that you may exchange it with the divine will, and so I may be sure I will not go out of its kingdom. Therefore I pray you to illumine me in order to make me comprehend what will of God means. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Little sacrifice of the month, each morning, midday and night, three times a day, let us go onto the knees of our Celestial Mama, and say to her, My Mama, I love you. And you, love me, and give a sip of divine will to my soul. Give me your blessing, that I may do all of my actions under your maternal gaze. Day 13. The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will departs for the temple and gives example of total triumph in the sacrifice. The Soul to the Triumphant Queen. Celestial Mama, today I come to prostrate myself before you, to ask for your invincible strength in all my pains. And you know how my heart is filled with them, to the point of feeling drowned with pains. Oh please! If you love so much to act as my mother, take my heart in your hands and pour into it the love, the grace and the strength to triumph in my pains, and to convert them all into divine will. Lesson of the Triumphant Queen. My daughter, courage, do not fear. Your mama is all for you, and today I was waiting for you so that my heroism and my triumph in the sacrifice may infuse in you strength and courage, that I may see my daughter triumphant in her pains, and with the heroism of bearing them with love and in order to do the divine will. Now, my daughter, listen to me. I had just turned 3 years old when my parents made known to me that they wanted to consecrate me to the Lord in the temple. My heart rejoiced in hearing this, that is, consecrating myself and spending my years in the house of God. But beneath my joy there was a sorrow for a privation of the dearest persons one can have on earth, which were my dear parents. I was little. I needed their maternal cares. I was depriving myself of the presence of two great saints. Moreover, I saw that as the day approached on which they were to deprive themselves of me, who rendered their lives full of joy and of happiness, They felt such bitterness as to feel themselves dying. But, though suffering, they were disposed to make the heroic act of taking me to the Lord. My parents loved me in the order of God, and considered me a great gift, given to them by the Lord. And this gave them the strength to make the painful sacrifice. Therefore, my daughter, if you want to have invincible strength to suffer the hardest pains, let all your things be in the order of God, and hold them as precious gifts given to you by the Lord. Now, you must know that I, with courage, prepared myself for my departure for the temple, because, as I delivered my will to the Divine Being and the Supreme Fiat took possession of my whole being, I acquired all virtues as my own nature. I was dominator of myself. All virtues were in me like many noble princesses, and according to the circumstances of my life, they promptly showed themselves, to do their office without any resistance. In vain would they have called me queen, had I not possessed the virtue of being queen over myself. Therefore, I had in my dominion perfect charity, invincible patience, enrapturing sweetness, profound humility, and the whole endowment of the other virtues. The divine will rendered my little earth of my humanity fortunate, always flowery, and without the thorns of vices. Do you see then, dear daughter, what it means to life of divine will? Its light, its sanctity and power convert all virtues into one's nature. Nor does it lower itself to reign in a soul where there is a rebellious nature. No, no. It is sanctity, and it wants the nature in which it must reign to be ordered and holy. Therefore, by the sacrifice of going to the temple, it was conquests that I made. And over this sacrifice, the triumph of a divine will was formed in me. And these triumphs brought into me new seeds of grace, of sanctity and of light to the extent of feeling happy in my pains, in order to be able to conquer new triumphs. Now, my daughter, place your hand upon your heart, and tell your mama, do you feel your nature changed into virtue? Or, do you feel the thorns of impatience, the noxious herbs of agitations, the bad humors of affections which are not holy? Listen, let your mama do it. Place your will into my hands, determined in not wanting it anymore, and I will make you be possessed by the divine will, which will banish everything from you. And what you have not done in many years, you will do in one day, which will be the beginning of true life, of happiness, and of true sanctity. The soul. Holy mama, help your daughter. Make a visit to my soul, and with your maternal hands, snatch from me everything you find which is not will of God. Burn away from me the thorns, the noxious herbs, and you yourself, call the divine will to reign in my soul. Little sacrifice. Today, to honor me, you will call me 3 times to visit your soul, and will give me all the freedom to do with you whatever I want. Ejaculatory prayer, Sovereign Queen, take my soul in your hands, and transform it completely into will of God.